So that's a unique situation for a junior in that, we're targeting, cash flow, down the road, and we're funded, pretty much right to production. We don't know all the exact numbers, but we're very close, and so that's a unique situation. So we're not going to have to dilute our shareholders. And if you look at what we've done in the last number of years, we've been very haven't issued a lot of shares. The last financing was non-dilutive, and the financing that we've done with Agnico Avenir, those funds generally, those shares generally get parked and they don't hit the market because they're long-term investors. So, we're trying to preserve shareholders' value, start making some money, and really get a really important position in the world cesium market.
Welcome back, everybody. Steve Yang here, Natural Resource Stocks. I have with me some people from Grid Metals Corp. Robin Dunbar is the president, CEO, and director. And we got Brandon Smith, who is the chief development officer. Brandon, good to see you.
Hey, Steve. So, nice to be here.
Yeah, let's start with the ticker of the website, where you guys are trading. And I'd love to hear kind of just the 50,000 foot view of what you guys are all about. But if you can tell us where you're trading and how people can find you.
Sure. The stock is listed on the OTCQB in the US. Symbol is MSMGF. And the TSX Venture Exchange, TSXV. And the stock ticker there is GRDM. We have 233 million shares outstanding. We have 13.7 million options. Which our average price is 18 cents. We don't have any warrants outstanding currently.
Well, Robin, where are you guys and what stage are you in? What kind of project are you guys? If you can kind of give us the big view.
Sure. Yeah. The main project we're working on is a cesium project called Falcon West. It's in Southeast Manitoba. Where we have a number of different projects. We're one of the largest landholders in Southeast Manitoba. We have an exploration team on the ground there. We have really gotten into the cesium exploration and now development business in the last 2 years because we think there's an incredible opportunity for a critical metal, but which is extremely rare. Very valuable and has a lot of really fascinating new applications going forward. And there's really no world supply right now. So there's a real opportunity for a company that, can come up with a resource. And we've announced we're about to publish our initial maiden resource in September. And the other big news for us recently is we brought in a company called Avenir Minerals, which is a wholly owned subsidiary of Agnico Eagle Mines, one of Canada's largest mining companies, the largest gold company, $60 billion plus company, as a joint venture partner. And they are buying into the project in a staged financing deal. So we've attracted a super partner to help us in the development of the mine.
So let's start with Manitoba as a jurisdiction, as well as Falcon West. If you can tell us a little bit about how friendly of a jurisdiction is it, and what do you think you have there? I think you said cesium. I think you have some lithium as well. If you can tell us what is cesium, you said it was rare. If you can tell us why it's important.
Yeah, Brandon, you want to answer that one?
Yeah, sure. So, just on cesium and how rare it is, there's only two other publicly listed companies in the space right now with resources, and we'll be the third. So it's geologically, when they're in LCT pegmatites, so lithium, cesium, tantalum, but for the cesium to form, it requires very unique geological features, and it really doesn't form that often. So that's what Robin mentions when he says it's very rare. There's only been production from three mines, from three deposits globally in the history. And there's only kind of three companies advancing projects at the moment. So that's kind of that lays out why it's very hard to find this thing.
Yeah, and Manitoba as a jurisdiction is it's It's central Canada, just north of Minnesota, for people not familiar with Canada. It's got a mine, it's got a long mining history in Manitoba. There's a nickel belt. The Thompson Nickel Belt has been in production for since the 50s, and there's the VMS belt, the Flin Flon Snow Lake Belt, which has been in production for over 50 years, and there's numerous gold mines. And there's also a lithium mine in Manitoba as well. So pretty strong jurisdiction to be operating in. We get our permits pretty easily. It's very important to be on site with the First Nations in Manitoba, and we're doing very well. We just actually received an award for our work with the First Nations in Manitoba. So yeah, we're operating well there, and it's a good place to be in Canada.
So when it comes to permitting, what's is there roadblocks there? What and how far are you guys from even thinking about that?
Well, we're actually have started the permitting process. It's a unique situation for what we're trying to develop for cesium, because the while we're dealing with a very high grade product, extremely valuable product, it's small tons, and the processing, you don't actually need water or a lot of infrastructure to process it. So what you do is you crush the rock and put it through an ore sorter, and it's separated by density because cesium is very dense, and that pile of really crushed gravel is can be in the range of 15 to 20% cesium, which is your saleable product. So it's the other company, Power Metals, that did a study on their project. They had an initial CapEx of only 7 million, which could compare to 500 million or more for base metals or gold projects. So it's extremely low cap. It doesn't use water, and so as a result, the permitting, we think is going to be a lot faster. So our target is to have a permit for the project next year, 2027.
So 2027. So in terms of timeline, where are you guys on the Lassonde curve? How far are you from production, and what's the path to get there?
Yeah, sure. So on the Lassonde curve, we're pre-resource. We're targeting a resource mid to late September, so about a month from now. So we'll have our maiden resource out in the public domain. And then we're going to look to advance very quickly from there into, some sort of mine plan into 2027. And as Robin mentioned, mid to late 2027, we hope to have a permit at the property, which is obviously warp speed for a mining project. But as Robin mentioned, we don't have tailings, we don't have fixed infrastructure. All you do is have a bit of a laydown area. You bring in a mobile crusher and an ore sorter, which is a small machine with a conveyor belt. And that's it. That's all you need to get to your saleable concentrate. So it's more akin to a quarry than a true mine in what a mining investor would think of.
So when it comes to cesium, what do you think you have? How do you compare with the other cesium companies? Should we be thinking of you guys as a cesium company, as a lithium company? I also know that you guys maybe have some hand in in nickel. How should companies be thinking about, or how should people, investors, be thinking about what kind of company you guys are?
Well, we're really focused on cesium because the initial investment from Agnico Eagle in September was for about $4 million. That enabled us to drill off the resource that we're going to be putting out, and then now they've bought in for another close to $4 million to help develop the project. So all our funding has been focused on cesium, but we do have a very strong base metal portfolio. And so we have some optionality there. And in there, we actually have two joint ventures in base metals in Manitoba. One is funded by Teck Resources, which is one of Canada's largest mining companies. And then another joint venture funded by Boliden, which is the Swedish multinational. So, we've got a lot of optionality in those projects, but those are being funded by external partners. And then, a few years ago, we did drill off a lithium resource. And when the price crashed, we kind of shelved our plans for bringing that into production. But now, with the price of lithium, having rebounded quite strongly, We're looking at, how do we, get value for that? And there is a lithium mine close by to where we are, and there's some need there for feed. So we're not putting our own money into it, but we think that, we may be able to, extract some considerable value. But in terms of our market focus, and our company focus right now is cesium, because, we think it's a unique situation globally, because there's, just a very small number of deposits. We think ours is one of the first ones to be brought on. We have plans to find more, and the uses for cesium right across the applications in technology and solar panels and high value drilling fluids are really, it's really unique. And the defense sector in the US uses cesium for various things. And so we think that there's a real opportunity to become, to become a major supplier in that business, and very, very important. And we think that the world will use more cesium as we find more, just because of the unique applications that it has. It's very dense, extremely conductive. It's an enhancer in a lot of different applications. So it's a really forward-looking metal. So yeah, we want to be one of the world leaders in that. That's really the opportunity that we see. So it's kind of unique for a small company. But geology is puts these deposits where they are, and we've been good at finding them and bringing them forward quickly. So that's we think there's a really amazing opportunity here.
So regarding cesium, to be honest with you, I haven't met another cesium company. So is it one of the critical minerals? Is it what's the demand? I'm still having a hard time understanding what cesium is really used for and what the demand is, and where are you positioned to be the leader, and what kind of value or upside is there as a potential investor?
In terms of where the market for cesium, it's kind of half of it is used for these high pressure wells in kind of the North Sea and potentially in Alaska or the Gulf of America, and that's about half of the world market. It's cesium formate is the chemical they use, and it's the kind of the gold standard for these deep sea wells. You have to have it. So that's about half the market. And then the other half the market is specialty chemicals. And those go into anything from defense applications, night vision goggles, long range missiles, to kind of, medical imaging equipment, to 5G networks and telecommunication stuff. So it's a broad use across the specialty chemicals, but that's kind of half the market. And so the total market is about a half a billion US per year. But as Robin mentioned, if there's more found or the security of supply, we think the market will grow. There's these expanded uses with these perovskite solar cells or tandem solar cells, which use a bit of cesium. So there are additional applications. It's kind of the situation in the market right now is there's not a lot of feedstock. The two main chemical producers, which are Sinomine, which is a Chinese entity, and Albemarle, which is the US lithium company, they're running on, stockpiles or minimal feedstock into their plants. So the world needs more, and that's where we come in. And in terms of the opportunity, we want to, as we mentioned, have a resource or sorry, a permit a year from now. So the other two players in the space, one is in conjunction with a large lithium operation, their cesium, so that's a bit longer dated. And the other peer company is a cesium first deposit as well, which they're targeting, quick to production as well, but the tonnages at that deposit are not massive against the world demand for cesium. So it's not going to fill the void for too long before the chemical producers need more and more and more. So that's where we kind of want to come in.
Brendan, you guys mentioned, your peers a bit. If you can tell us a little bit more, kind of where you guys are with market cap, and where do you see your value, and let's start there.
Yeah, so we're about 35 million Canadian market cap. That we have our cesium deposit, and then as Robin mentioned, we have a bunch of other upside optionality with a lithium deposit, a copper nickel, and also two earn-ins with majors, Teck Resources and Boliden. So we got a good amount of optionality going on for such a small company. One of the companies that one of the peers is Power Metals, PWM is the ticker on the TSXV. They're about 100 million market cap. So they have a resource out, and we'll have a resource out in, a month to a month and a half from now. So, we think so there's upside to close or pass that gap once we have a resource public. And the other big name is PMET Resources. So they have a project in northern Quebec, which is a very large, in conjunction with a very large lithium and tantalum operation when they're in production. So it's a lot different than what we have. Their CapEx and their feasibility is 1.5 billion for the integrated operation. So it's a lot longer dated. They do have a big resource, but the world needs cesium now. So that's kind of where we're targeting to get to production as soon as we can and, unlock some value along the way for investors as we kind of meet these milestones.
Robin, you mentioned some of your share structure earlier on. If you guys can tell us a little bit more about like who's behind you guys, kind of if you can break down the percentage of insiders, do you guys have major? I know you guys mentioned Teck and Avenir. Where do they stand, and kind of what are people most excited about?
Well, I'd say the people are most excited that Avenir is bought in because they're viewed as kind of some of the smartest guys in the industry. They own 9%. They have, under the transaction that we have with them, they have the right to go up to 19.9%. I could explain a little bit more about that after. But our largest shareholder is a fund called Waratah. They're based out of Toronto. They own 19.9%. We have big shareholdings out of Australia, a lot of longtime shareholders in the company. And management and insiders control about 4% of the company, and so that's the general breakdown. We've been working now at we're just really starting now that we've got funding to really start aggressively marketing the company. When to be honest, when we started drilling our project in last October, when it was Agnico at the time who put in $4 million, we didn't know whether we were going to be successful in drilling off a cesium resource because they're literally very, very hard to find. We had to drill 135 holes. About 100 of them were in the size of a football field, our target was only about 40 meters down, like the deepest part. So we're talking a very shallow resource, but cesium is incredibly fickle and hard to find. But we're pretty confident we're going to have a very significant resource coming out of the gate here, really attract a lot of attention in the world in terms of we do have a resource. The next step is for us to get a cesium concentrate made and start showing that to customers. We've had a lot of outreach from potential customers, and then execute contracts to supply. So we'll be able to mine the resource that we think we're going to come out with in a very short period of time, less than a year. But that will be the base for the company to make some cash flow and then move on to finding more and expanding our operations. And so yeah, but having that, like, to your point, Steve, like cesium is very it's not widely known. And we have to do a lot of education about on the metal, for us, people really follow what Avenir is doing because they've been spun off to get into the critical metal space. They've kind of got a lot of funding from Agnico, a big corporation, and they're viewed as some of the smartest guys in the mining business. So people keep asking us, why are they coming into cesium? It's a relatively small project at this stage. And I think the answer is they really like the dynamics of the market and the potential. So we're really well aligned with them, being able to attract them to the register, and it's really going to open up, we think, a lot of opportunities, what we're doing. And the way we structured the deal is, they put an initial $3.75 million for 15%. And then once we've done the resource next month, they have the right to 2 weeks later to then take another 10% equity in the company. And so that would be at a premium to the market. And so that would provide us another tranche of funding. And then they can go to 30% of the project, another 15% based on the NPV once we've done a PEA. So we think that funding essentially will provide enough capital to put the project into production, or very, very close to it, because you know it is going to be a small CapEx. So that's a unique situation for a junior, in that we're targeting cash flow down the road, and we're funded pretty much right to production. We don't know all the exact numbers, but we're very close. And so that's a unique situation. So we're not going to have to dilute our shareholders. And if you look at what we've done in the last number of years, we've been very, haven't issued a lot of shares. The last financing was non-dilutive. And the financing that we've done with Agnico Avenir, those funds generally, those shares generally get parked, and they don't hit the market because they're long-term investors. So, we're trying to preserve shareholders' value, start making some money, and really get a really important position in the world cesium market, while and at the same time looking at capturing value from some of our other projects as well.
I got two more questions, one for Robin, one for Brandon. Robin, if you can tell us how much skin you have in the game, as well as a little bit about your background, kind of where you come from, and kind of the team around you. And then for Brandon, I'd like to ask just kind of milestones to look forward to. Is there important dates? And then also, how do we follow your story? If there's any news that we can be looking forward to, and if you can give us your website and your ticker one more time. Let's start with Robin, if you can tell us about
Sure.
your team and yourself.
Yeah. So I've got my personal holding in the company is about 4 million shares, and about 5 million options in the company. So I'm pretty well positioned here. We've got a really good setup, I think, as a company, in that we have a balance between having an in-house team, a strong technical team with some local geologists, and all our projects are more or less in Southeast Manitoba. And then we do get some revenue from operating these projects. So we operate for Teck, we operate for Boliden, we get some fees, we get some defrayment of costs, which really lowers our overhead. Our rough overhead might be closer to 2 million, but we get close to last year we got close to $1 million in offsets. So that helps us, because we have our own people, the company can work on these projects, for quite inexpensively, relatively inexpensively, and we're hands-on. So we think we've got a good setup. We've got a very strong technical team. I've been in the business for over 25 years. I've been with Grid for quite a number of years, and I'm really committed to seeing this thing through. And it's really the most optimistic I've been in years. Obviously, the business is up and down. But I think if you look at our team, with having added Brandon as a very bright young executive, and a strong technical team, and a very, very strong board, our company's we're kind of poised for takeoff, I certainly hope.
Yeah, and Steve, just on your questions on milestones, so the big one is definitely the resource. So that's, a month to a month and a half from now. That'll give us a number in the market, which is important for a niche metal. It's hard to for people to really, first of all, understand the metal, and then if there's no resource, it's hard for people to really piece it together or take a second look. But having that resource, that'll be massive. So that's the big one. And then Robin mentioned we're gonna have some met stuff done by year end. And then into Q1, Q2 of next year, we'll have an economic study, would be the goal. So the resource, hopefully Avenir comes in again, post the resource as well. So that could be, get us very well funded on our way to production without raising more money. And then the mine plan PA or PFS. And in terms of where you can find us, so yeah, we're at www.gridmetalscorp.com. The ticker again is on the TSXV is GRDM, and then on the OTCQB it's MSMGF. And you can subscribe to our updates on our website as well. And we're always happy to take calls with potential investors as well.
For our listeners, I want to disclose, Robin and Brandon have not paid for this interview. I'm not currently an investor. The Grid Metals is intriguing, and especially the cesium. I'm not very familiar. I am intrigued. I like the opportunity here. While I'm not giving investment advice, I do encourage you guys to Look at the website, follow the story, follow the ticker, reach out with questions again. Robin, Brandon, do they reach out to, what's the best way to reach out with questions again?
Yeah, on any of our press releases, our email addresses, so you can reach out, and there's a phone number as well. So you can reach, oh, both of our emails are on there if they want to get in touch.
Awesome. Well, Brandon, Robin, great to meet you. All right, thank you, guys.
Okay, bye. Cheers. For now.